Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, good morning to the Easter weekend edition of The Golf Show, right here on 93.7 The Fan. Hope you're having a great weekend. Hope you'll have a great Easter tomorrow. But there's golf to be played. Things happening in the world of golf. I'm not sure quite where to start, but I'm going to start with a couple things that kind of have ruffled my feathers a little this week, and I'm not real sure what is going on, but let's go this way. There was a email to the players on tour sent out by Jay Monahan, the president of the PGA Tour. Players had been complaining, believe it or not, that they didn't say offended, but that's pretty much what it boiled down to, by NBC microphones catching the kerplunk sound when their golf balls went into the water, mostly on the 17th at Sawgrass during the Players' Championship. They claimed that it was causing player brand damage. Really? I mean, like everything else, aren't we taking that a little too far? So the tour has decided that they're going to move microphones 25 yards away from tees, greens, or any water-based penalty area to cut down on the things we can hear. And caddies and players will be able to go back, at least in some form, to the quiet little conversations they have had in the past, instead of allowing us to hear what those conversations are. They're going to, even if they need to, they'll move the sound engineers outside the ropes. So there's the allowed. I don't know. I know they want to take care of the players. I know they do. They want them to be happy. But what about the fans? I don't know about you, but I enjoy hearing the player caddy conversations, and I really never gave it any thought about the balls hitting the water and that noise that it makes. I don't know. I don't know where we're headed. I guess it's just indicative of the world that we live in these days. Oh, the one good thing, and I did notice this, during the Players' Championship for sure, one of the announcers, and I I can't recall his name. While he was on the air, you know, while he'd be waiting for a shot to be hit or a shot to land or whatever, you could hear him slurping his drink. Now, I don't know what was in the drink. Neither do I know what was so good in there that he was slurping it. But the PGA Tour brought that up to NBC as well. And they said that NBC assured them that there will be bird sounds available when that guy is doing the talking. And as your intrepid reporter, I'll do my best to find out who the slurper was and what that was all about. But, I mean, that makes sense. You don't want a guy making noises over the air. But the other thing, I don't know. I'd be interested to hear what listeners think, but I think that's going way over the top. But, hey, you know, I mean, they don't like it, and their agents get on the line and start squawking. So this is what happens. Two other things that haven't rankled me necessarily, but I found interesting this week. Did you notice that on Dustin Johnson's Masters Champions Dinner, which will be held next Tuesday night, he raised a lot of eyebrows by selecting pigs in the blanket as an appetizer at his dinner. Now, I don't know, in this part of the U.S., because of the large ethnic groups that we have, pigs in a blanket are, if not a staple, they're something that's, you know, that's part of the lifestyle. But I wonder what some of those older Masters champions who, you know, have been from the South or out West or wherever, how they reacted when they saw pigs in a blanket. Some of them were on the internet, I'm guessing there was a lot of Googling about that. The rest of the menu was fine, you know, steak and lobster and, you know, all the things that you would expect. And the other thing, and this is one of those that is, I'm going to say, I told you so. The LA sheriff this week said that a determination had been made on the cause of the accident that injured Tiger Woods, and luckily nobody else. But that determination wasn't going to be made public. And it may not be made public. And I think I said back in my first show this year, they're going to put a lock on this. Eventually it's going to come out somehow, probably not in the proper ways, but somebody will find out and it'll get out. But I told you, we were not going to hear much about this. Tiger is Tiger, and his team has, over the years, adopted this no-news mentality. And you understand, I guess, why he does that. Everybody wants to know everything about Tiger Woods. But, you know, this is something a little different, I think. People would like to know, did he fall asleep? You know, I don't know. There are all kinds of possibilities, as you can understand. But that's what they said this week, and we'll see how long it takes the working media to try to figure that out. So those were the news items of the week. The tour is in Fort Worth, Texas. This week, the Valero Texas Open. Pretty neat-looking golf course from what we can see on TV. Good scores being shot. But, you know, when you think about it, this is really quite a time for us here in Pittsburgh sports-wise. Think about it. The Pirates opened their season on Thursday. They'll play today and tomorrow in Chicago. Always one of my favorite places to watch baseball from. Got to be there several times with the Pirates, and that's just a neat old ballpark. The Penguins are going to play this afternoon. The Women's Amateur National will play their final round at Augusta National today. And you may remember that last year was a pretty interesting finish, as you know, the ladies got their first look at Augusta National. There's a pretty tight leaderboard over there, and it'll be fun to watch. Tomorrow, of course, then there's the LPGA, the Women's ANA Inspiration. And it's one of the five majors that the LPGA has. And they always play out in the desert. It's been a tight battle all week. And they'll make a bunch of birdies today. And then it's the start of Masters Week tomorrow. And Masters Week now gets kicked off with the finals of the Drive, Chip, and Putt Championship, involving the youngsters and the regional winners in each age bracket. Got to go to Augusta with a parent, I believe. I don't think both parents get invited, maybe. They've held regional qualifiers here at Oakmont a few times, and I've been fortunate enough to cover those. And it's, you know, that's a feel-good thing to see the little ones, especially the 6- and 7-year-olds, and then you just get amazed at how the kids hit it, the older kids. And that comes on at 8 tomorrow. And then the Masters Week kind of unofficially gets started on the golf course. Sunday's the last day that members can play, and they go out there and they mingle with players who are in the field trying to get an early round in. So it's just a, you know, and don't forget college basketball, the Final Four tonight, and then the championship game Monday night. So there's just all kinds of stuff to watch if you are a sports fan. If you're not, then you're pulling your hair out saying, isn't there anything else that we can be watching? Back down in Texas, Cameron Tringali is leading after shooting 66-69, 135. He has a two-shot lead on Matt Wallace and Jordan Spieth. Spieth shot 67-70. And now the wondering will begin, is he going to be able to put four rounds together instead of two pretty good rounds? You know, then you go to 5-under, Kevin Stadler and Kyle Stanley, as well as Eric Von Rooyen and Brant Snedeker. one of the sentimental picks this week would have to be Camilio Vegas. He and his wife lost their 2.5-month-old daughter last year. Very difficult, obviously, for that family. But he came out and shot 64 on the first day, but then struggled to a 76 yesterday and is at 4 under. And, of course, we'll have to put together another 64 to get back in the hunt. Which brings me to the highlight, I'm sure, for you, my listeners. It's time for Mike's Pick to Win at the Turn, which is brought to you by Parx Casino Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or over. Well, I'm 0 for 3 so far with my pick. Although last week Tommy Fleetwood got to the quarterfinals of the match play, and I know that's not winning, but it's some success. I am not going to pick Jordan Spieth. He's going to have to show me that he can put 4 good ones together. Rather, I'm going to do something of a sentimental pick. I'm going to pick Brant Snedeker. He played pretty well yesterday. He opened with a 72 and shot 67 yesterday. You know, he's 4 shots back. You got some unknowns at the top. You know, he can get it going. If the putter's going for with him, then you know he's going to be in it. So he's going to be my pick. And it'll be fun to see if he's able to hang in there. We also want to tell you that the golf show is brought to you by Cedarbrook Golf Course in Rostraver. One guy I didn't mention on the leaderboard at the Valero Texas Open is a guy who's been around a while, and he continues every once in a while to put some good rounds of golf together. And part of that has to do, I would guess, with the influence of a local guy, and that would be Roy Sabatini. He's tied for 14th after rounds of 71 and 70. You know, playing pretty well. And on his bag, as he has been for a while now, is Latrobe native Brandon Antis. So that's pretty cool for him to be up there on the leaderboard. And we'll also keep an eye on what he does as we go through the weekend. We have a couple guests scheduled for this morning who offer experience and a lot of knowledge about the Masters, about golf in general, and we will get to the first of those here in a couple minutes. On the local level, there's not a whole lot going on. We will be, we're into April now, get toward mid-April, and even later April, and there will be some tournaments starting and getting the season kicked off like crazy into summer. Going to be a busy year again. And I don't know if people forget. I can't imagine they would. But we have the U.S. Amateur here in August. So that'll be pretty fun. That was here, I forget the date, 2003. And was a really good event. If I recall correctly, it went to a playoff on Sunday. And let's test the memory. Pretty sure it was Nick Flanagan, the Australian who eventually won. Really nice kid, and he never really made it as a pro. But he played really well at Oakmont that week. All right. I believe it's time for our first break. We'll do that. And when we come back, hopefully we'll have Damon Hack from Golf Channel on the line to glean some knowledge from what he's been doing and what he thinks coming up on the PGA Tour. You're listening to The Golf Show on Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.